Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We welcome the distinguished members of the delegation of Ukraine, and we thank them for their national report and today's presentation. Italy welcomes Ukraine's commitment to the UPR and its effort to improve the promotion and protection of human rights in the country. We particularly commend the approval of the National Strategy for Human Rights for the period 2015-2020 and its action plan, with clear indicators to the monitoring of its implementation. We also commend the introduction in September 2016 of constitutional amendments regarding the judiciary, with the aim to strengthen judicial independence. Further, we appreciate the intention of the Ministry of Health last June to abolish Regulation Number 256, which lists 450 professions prohibited for women. Mr. Vice President, Italy would like to seize this opportunity to offer Ukraine the following recommendation. First, take steps to investigate all allegations of enforced disappearances and to prevent and prosecute cases of torture and illegal detention. Second, guarantee the safety of human rights defenders and journalists and ensure they can freely exercise their activities. And third, strengthen efforts to prevent and combat all kinds of discrimination, in particular against women and LGBTI persons. We wish Ukraine a successful